This is KSFR News, I'm Bryce Dix. During the pandemic, many folks relied on government relief to make their ends meet. But new research shows New Mexico's Asian Pacific Islander and African immigrants and refugees were left behind. Reporter Taylor Velasquez talks to New Mexico Voices for Children about how we can create more inclusive systems as the pandemic rages on.
New Mexico Voices for Children recently released their Eligible but Excluded report, which focuses on the state's Asian Pacific Islander and African immigrant and refugee communities.
1 in 8 kids in our state has an immigrant parent. We are facing so many challenges, and our kids are at the forefront of that. We want to ensure our kids can thrive. We have to ensure our families can thrive.
That's Deputy Director Amber Wallen. She said that the report has found that many people and their families were eligible for crucially needed pandemic relief, but were shut out because of a language barrier that essentially kept them from accessing the social safety net. Wallen said the hope is to move towards a more inclusive New Mexico by the way of policy reform. Just last week, a legislative committee considered a language access bill, and Wallen is hopeful that the 2022 session will lead the state in a more equitable direction that's representative of all residents. For KSFR, I'm Taylor Velasquez.